So, you have a Spider-Man movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do, and it's gonna be all about Spider-Man.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
I thought you might like that.
So what happens in the movie?
Well, it starts with Peter Parker as a nerd in high school, and this is one of those cool high schools where everybody's 30 years old.
Those are the best kind.
And one day they go on a class trip to look at science stuff, right? And there are a bunch of radioactive spiders there, but one of them is missing.
That can't be good.
Yeah, and so Peter's gonna get bit by it, this big red and blue one.
Oh my god, what does everybody say?
Oh, well, he doesn't tell anyone. He keeps it to himself.
He gets bitten by an obviously radioactive spider and doesn't ask if he should seek medical attention.
That's right.
Oh, very irresponsible.
And then he's gonna go home and feel real sick.
So he's gonna ask for help then, right?
No, he's gonna go to his room, close the door, pass out, and wake up with superpowers.
Oh, that's amazing, and it's actually a really good message for kids.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, if you ever feel so sick that you might pass out, lock yourself in your room alone and maybe you'll wake up with superpowers.
That's a very good point, sir.
So what powers does he develop?
Oh, he gets this really cool occasional spider sense.
Occasional spider sense?
Yeah, well, sometimes in the script I have it not be a thing so he can get surprised by stuff.
Extremely unreliable superpowers.
Yeah, and his main power is the ability to shoot webs.
But he makes the web shooters himself, like in the comics, right?
No, we're gonna have them be organic because of the spider bites.
So the web fluid comes from inside him?
Yeah.
Where's that fluid stored inside his body?
Oh, you don't want to know.
What are you talking about?
Sorry, I was just checking to see if I developed Jedi mind powers. It's stored in his balls.
Oh, the balls. Okay, I got you.
Anyway, so obviously Peter wants to keep his powers a secret, right?
Of course.
So one of the first things he does is a triple backflip in front of all the other 30-year-olds at school.
Very discreet.
And he's also gonna make himself a crappy costume.
Yeah, well, I guess a high school kid wouldn't have any costume design skills.
Right, but after Uncle Ben dies, he's gonna get really good at it out of nowhere and make this amazing-looking spider suit.
Oh, well, people grieve in different ways, you know? Lots of people cry, and lots of other people become very skilled at making costumes.
That is very common.
So who's the bad guy in this thing?
Oh, it's this guy Norman Osborn, and he's gonna turn into the Green Goblin.
Sounds scary.
Yeah, he has these bombs that turn people into skeletons.
Oh man, it's gonna be tough for Spider-Man to win when the bad guy has those.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Green Goblin's never gonna use those again, so it's not even gonna be an issue.
Oh wow, that does make things a whole lot easier.
It sure does. So anyway, Green Goblin's gonna ask Spider-Man if he wants to team up with him and be evil together.
Oh, and if Spider-Man says no, he's gonna kill him?
Yeah, but he's gonna be really cool about it. He's gonna be like, you know what, take your time, think about it, and if you want to be evil together, hit me up.
Very considerate.
Yeah, and later he's gonna hide in a fire and surprise Spider-Man like, hey, did you think about my offer?
Oh, surprising people in fires is tight. That's where I had my grandma's 70th birthday.
In a fire?
Yeah, she was so surprised. She kept on screaming and screaming.
Probably because of the fire.
Maybe, but mostly the surprise, I think. So what else happens in the movie?
Well, Peter's in love with this girl, MJ, but she's dating his friend Harry Osborn.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, but he's gonna save her as Spider-Man and they're gonna share this romantic upside-down kiss.
Infidelity doesn't count if it's upside down.
Exactly, so she's still a good person.
Fantastic.
Although she does also kiss him at Harry's dad's funeral.
Oh, well, kissing at funerals is super romantic, so that's still cool.
Right, good point.
But I guess he doesn't say anything to her as Spider-Man, so she doesn't recognize his voice, right?
Actually, not only is he gonna speak to her, but he's gonna repeat the same thing he said to her as Peter Parker 30 seconds earlier about being in the neighborhood.
And she doesn't recognize him?
She's not the brightest, sir.
Yeah, I guess not.
Anyway, so later, Green Goblin is gonna dangle a tram car full of kids on one side of a bridge and MJ on the other.
So this happens during the day?
No, it happens at night.
Why were there a bunch of kids in a tram car at night?
They were on one of those nighttime field trips, I guess.
Oh, well, that's not a real thing.
Whoops.
Whoopsie, so who does Peter choose to save?
He chooses both.
Was that an option?
Yes.
Well, okay then.
So then there's gonna be a big final fight and Green Goblin's gonna accidentally kill himself.
Wow.
And so, yeah, what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun and I have the perfect guy in mind to play Peter Parker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this guy, Tobey Maguire, he's gonna be the definitive Spider-Man. Nobody's ever gonna be able to replace him.
Amazing. Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. If you did like it, we have a lot more of these on the channel. And you can let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for. Don't forget to like and subscribe and all those things. Maybe share it on Facebook and Twitter. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye bye.